sorry to bother you, Mr. Davidson. Looks like you might be getting ready for a date or something. The thing is, I was wondering if you could just kind of meet this guy that's coming over. I'm trying to let him down easy. He's getting a little too clingy too fast, but it usually doesn't go well when I'm on my own, and you're so big and strong and older. Maybe just having you here would intimidate him a little bit. What? Do I want you to pretend to be my dad? Ew. No, gross. I mean, you could be my daddy if you want to, Mr. Davidson, but I've offered that before, and you've turned me down. Okay, fine. I'll be good. No, he already knows who my dad is. He's seen pictures of him in our house. So, yeah, that's not gonna work. Trust me, just you being around with me. He'll get the picture, Mr. Davidson. Shoot, here he is now. I'll just wave him over it and come to your place for a few minutes. I promise it won't take too long, and then you can get back to getting ready for your dates, obviously. Hey there, Alan. Yeah, sorry I'm not at my place. I was over here visiting my boyfriend, Mr. Davidson. Oh, that's just sort of a cute nickname I use with him. It's an inside joke. Isn't that right, Mr. Davidson? Yeah, just tell Alan how long we've been dating. What? Did I elbow you in the stomach? Sorry, baby, I didn't mean to. It's just Alan had a hard time believing that I was actually dating someone else. So I thought you two should meet. Sorry, Alan. I guess he just looks a little shocked because we were trying to keep our relationship on the down low. You know, the age gap and all, some people aren't comfortable with that. But Mr. Davidson's very comfortable with that, aren't you, sweetie? He doesn't mind me all over him. I just think he's so sexy. I can't keep my hands off of him. Or my lips. Well, if you want, you could certainly come in for a bit. I know you came all this way. You don't mind, baby, if Alan comes in for a few minutes? Yeah, I remember you do have that work date thing, but it won't be long, right, Alan? No, don't be silly. Come on in. We'll get you a drink. Yeah, just have a seat right there in the living room. We'll be right with you. Okay. I'm sorry. I just knew if I told him that you were anything but my boyfriend that he wouldn't give up. He's very persistent. There's nothing wrong with him. He's just not my type. I mean, I've already fucked him. His cock was okay, but I don't usually go back for seconds. Not everyone can be as tempting as you, Mr. Davidson. Well, he's not going to stay long. If you give him a drink, and as long as we keep showing that we're affectionate and he really buys that we're in a relationship, he'll be gone and out of my hair, and then I'll be out of your hair. So you can go on your, you know, date. Tone? I didn't have any tone. Believe me. I know, your personal life is none of my business, I guess. Fine, it's none of my business. Can we just do this? Just be affectionate in front of Alan for, like, 5 minutes. Okay, thank you.
So, you see, Alan,
after all of your questions to Mr. Davidson and getting to know us together, sitting here holding hands and snuggling, you can see that we're a very happy couple, right? You guess. Well, that's just his nature. He's a little less comfortable being as affectionate as I am. Isn't that right, Mr. Davidson? Would you excuse us just for a few moments, Alan? We'll be back. Look, he's obviously not buying it because you always tense up every time I touch you. It's not like I'm going to jump your bones in front of him. Well, I might, but... Okay, look. I think we need to give the impression that we're really together, like, madly, lustfully in love with each other. Come on! You want to get rid of him, right? And I really don't want this guy to become a stalker, Mr. Davidson. Please... For me. Well, maybe if we go up to your bedroom, just hear me out. Nothing has to happen. Just, you know, make some noises. Maybe kissing sounds and sweet words and maybe even a little dirty talk ought to do it. Oh, trust me, Alan's a nosy fucker and pretty obsessed with me. If we go upstairs, he's going to follow and listen at the door. That would just solidify this whole thing for him. I know, I promise, it'll be super fast, okay? Okay, perfect. Let's go to your room and shut the door. Now we... have to make him believe that we're kind of getting it on in here. I don't know, maybe you could make some kissing sounds? Those sound really fake, Mr. Davidson. I'd actually feel sorry for your date if those are the little pecks she's going to get tonight. Fine, right? None of my business. You said that. I think we might actually have to do the real kissing just to make it more realistic. It's just one or two. Come on. Am I that irresistible and you can't handle just a kiss or two, Mr. Davidson? Good. Oh, I missed you, baby. God, you taste so good. Okay, then say something dirty or sweet or anything. I missed your lips, too. What else did you miss about me? Did you miss my big tits, Mr. Davidson? You have to say yes, so we can hear you. Want to play with them? Oh, don't worry about Alan downstairs. I'll just have a little quickie, you and I. You know how I can't resist you, baby. I missed you so much. Especially that cock of yours. Okay, I'm just trying to make it seem realistic. I'm not trying to be a cock tease, honest. I can't help it if your cock's getting hard, Mr. Davidson. Oh, but it is. I can see that bulge in your pants. Okay, fine, I'll stop doing the dirty talk. You talk, then. Oh, come on, Mr. Davidson. I know you've got a dirty mouth on you. Say something dirty to me. Oh, fuck. I knew you loved my tits. Oh, right, I should be saying that louder. Well, I don't mind unzipping for you if you like. What? You said unzip. My sweater has a zipper. I just assumed you wanted me to take my tits out. Well, I can't put them back now. You'll hear my zipper go up. Oh, trust me. He's right outside the door. Didn't you hear the top stair creak a little while ago? You know I'm right. So, you'll just have to try and control yourself with my big tits set free like this, Mr. Davidson. Maybe we can pretend you're playing with them. Kissing them, sucking them. Like this. Oh. Mmm. Oh, that feels so good, baby. I love it when your hands are all over my tits and you suck on my nipples. Mmm. Mmm. Make some sucking sounds, Mr. Davidson. Or if you can't, you could just put my nipple in your mouth to sound realistic. Please. Please, you're saving me from a stalker. Come on. It's just a little favor. Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm. Oh, like that. Oh, baby. Fuck. Oh, God, I want to fuck you so bad. Oh, I know he's downstairs, but we could be quick. Playing the role. I have to pretend like we don't know that he's standing right outside the door. But we still need to make the sound more realistic. We can just make some sounds on your bed. Bounce up and down on it a little. Maybe bang the headboard against the wall. Here, let me climb up on your bed. Oh, it smells like you. Oh. How do I look? Leaning back against your pillow with my big titty set free. I bet you've had this fantasy before, Mr. Davidson. Fine. All we have to do is kind of make some noises on the bed. You know, I'll buck back against the headboard. Why isn't it making any noise? Insulated. It's no wonder I never hear you fucking any of your dates in here. Well, my bedroom is right on the other side of your wall now, isn't it, Mr. Davidson? I bet you heard my headboard banging against your wall a lot. I wonder what that does to your cock when you hear me getting fucked. Can you hear me moaning? Can you hear me coming? Do you stroke your cock and come with me? Alan? Right, Alan. Shit, if we don't make noise soon, I'm pretty sure he's gonna peek in. Oh, I wouldn't put it past him. Like I said, he's a nosy fucker. He needs 100% proof that we're really together to leave me alone. So, maybe you want to climb up on the bed on top of me? Make it really look like we're fucking if you were to open the door crack and peek in? What? You're not getting into a bed with me? Afraid you don't have the willpower to resist me in your bed, Mr. Davidson? Oh, I think that's definitely it. Especially with these big, firm tits of mine. So close to you, Mr. Davidson. Okay, fine. We've got to think of another way. How about then? You stay where you are, standing right there beside the bed, and I'll slide off and slip down on my knees in front of you. My body between you and the bed. You can look down and see my pretty face and my big tits. And maybe even buck your hips a little. That way if Alan looks in the door, he'll think I'm sucking your cock. Oh, even with it tucked away inside your pants, I saw your hard cock flex, thinking about me down here blowing you, Mr. Davidson. The good thing is he hasn't opened the door yet, so we can just talk dirty a little louder, and maybe that'll be enough. Like, oh, baby, I want to suck your cock so bad. Please, let me blow you. You know how much you love my young, glossy lips sucking on your pole, taking it all the way down. How good that makes you feel. How much you love it when spit dribbles from these big glossy lips of mine down all over these big firm young tits, making them glossy too. You can hardly stop yourself from coming when that happens, right, Mr. Davidson? Oh, shit. I really do think he's about to open the door at any minute, Mr. Davidson. Here, let's just unzip you. Just because your pants have to look like they're not so tight on your waist. It's gotta be realistic. He's gonna just see you from behind. Oh, come on. What are you worried about? Little old me. Tempting your cock to do something it doesn't want to do. Am I really that irresistible, Mr. Davidson? When my mouth is... right here. So close to your cock. Oh my god, you're so hard. I'm licking my lips. Maybe I should say some more dirty things for Alan to hear. Like, oh, baby, I love that first lick of your tip where that pre comes leaking from it. Sorry, but this is the only way I know how to make the right licking sounds to be believable, Mr. Davidson. Here goes. Oh, you like my warm tongue on the tip of your cock? All those sounds you make are so believable, Mr. Davidson. Oh, fuck, your balls look full of cum, too. I'm sorry, I'm trying to make it believable. You could say something dirty back, you know? Like, how much you love putting your cock in my mouth? Don't worry. I'll make those sucking sounds while you're talking dirty for Alan to hear. Oh, my, Mr. Davidson. I like that filthy mouth you've got on you. What do you mean that's enough? Shit, I really think he's opening the door now. I can't stop now. Okay. How about if I move my mouth away from your cock? And my tits, too. All right, fine. I'll just get up and turn around and bend over, lay my chest down on the bed, and stick my skirt out. It's okay, don't worry, Mr. Davidson. I've got panties on, and you can kind of just, you know, buck your hips against my ass, kind of. Shit, just. Damn it, I'm not really able to stand very well without spreading my legs a bit wider. I'm gonna have to lift my skirt up over my ass, Mr. Davidson. Just like this. And, oh, whoopsies. I'm actually not wearing panties, am I? Oh, fuck. God, I can feel the heat of your cock so close to my ass. You have to start pumping your hips. He has to be able to hear those sounds. Just against my ass. Just so he thinks you're fucking me. Come on, Mr. Davidson. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, it's better if I say it out loud, right? Yes, fuck me, baby. Oh, your cock is so big. Oh, it feels so good against my ass like that. I mean, inside me. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Just, I don't know. Slip it between the crack if you have to get closer. Just up and down my ass crack. That's all, Mr. Davidson. Oh, it's gonna feel so good. It'll be so believable, too, with the noises you're gonna make. Yeah, that's it, talk dirty. Say how you love fucking me. Say how you can't get enough of my young tight holes. Just say it. Oh, yeah, they're your holes. They belong to you, Mr. Davidson. All my holes are yours. You're the cock I really want fucking them. Okay, he's watching, listening, I know it. Keep going. Talk about how you've always wanted me. How you finally get to fuck me. It's better than ever. How you're gonna make me yours. How you don't care about how young I am or who my daddy is. I'm the only slut your cock's gonna fuck. I'm the only holes your cock needs. Please say those things, Mr. Davidson. I need to hear them so bad. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god, that's so hot. Yes, yes, my holes are yours. Oh god, yes, I am a fucking little cock tease. Yeah, you're gonna pound the shit out of me? Is that what you wanna do? Oh, I bet you want your cock in my tight little ass, don't you, Mr. Davidson? Yes, you know I would. You know I love it in my ass. Oh, I want that so bad. Fuck, I feel your cock just teasing my asshole. Oh, please, Mr. Davidson, please. Oh, I don't think I can stand it. Oh, God, yes. Oh, I want your cum. Oh, I live for your cum. I crave it all the time. That's why I'm always teasing you. God, you're better than any cock I've ever fucked. Oh, and you haven't even fucked me yet. I mean, fucked my ass yet. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Please don't stop until you come. I want your cum. I want it so bad. All of that cum from those full balls. Please, Mr. Davis. Please. Yes. You know you could spray my ass with it. Just on my ass. That wouldn't be so bad, would it? Yes. Tease. Oh, it's so tight. So unbelievably tight. Doesn't that make you just want to come so bad thinking about how tight that hole would be? And you can feel how wet my pussy is, can't you? Can't you? Oh my god. Yes. Yes. I can't help it. I'm gonna rub my clit and come. Oh my god. You're gonna make me come. You always make me come so hard. Oh my god. That cock. The things it does to me. Oh, it makes me crazy. Oh, I can't stop. Oh my god. I'm gonna come, Mr. Davis. Please, please come with me. Please come with me. Please, please, please. Yes, yes, do it all over my ass. I want to feel your cum dripping down that tight hole. Please, yes, rub your cock against my my god! Oh my god! Oh yes! 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 Oh fuck! Fuck! I'm coming! Oh my god! I'm good! Yes! Yes! Come on me! Come on me! Come on me! Holy fuck! Holy fuck! Holy fuck! Dripping between my ass cheeks feels so dirty and nasty and hot. God, rub your cock against my asshole. Do it, sir. When? Alan? Oh, he left a while ago. I don't know. Probably when I first started moaning about loving you fucking me. Didn't you hear the front door close? Oh, I thought you did. I just figured you were enjoying the ride of having your cock slipping and sliding between my ass cheeks, the tip of it rubbing against that tight little forbidden hole of mine. It did make you come, after all. Wait, where are you going? Why are you mad? I would have stopped. Okay, fine. I couldn't stop. Just felt so good. You know I want your cock so bad. Maybe I did take advantage a little, but God, that was amazing, wasn't it? I gotta admit, felt so good to come with me again. Even though you still haven't fucked me with that amazing cock of yours. What? Oh, right. Your date. Do you really think it's still a good idea to go on that? I mean, what if she wants to fuck you, Mr. Davidson? I just took all your cum now, didn't I? Oh, don't be mad. I deserve it much more than any skanky date of yours would anyways. You know I'm right, Mr. Davidson. You know you want me. You'd love to spend all night right here, fucking me on your bed in every way imaginable. How you find the power to resist me, I'll never understand. But I'm also never going to give up. I meant everything I said when you were fake fucking me, Mr. Davidson. Your cock is the one I want. The one I want to be a slut for, too. And I know you love the thought of that. So, go on your date and have fun. Just don't be surprised if you hear me moaning on the other side of your wall later tonight. I'll be alone, but I'll be fucking my pussy, thinking about the day when you finally give in and fuck the shit out of me. And thank you for helping me with Alan, Mr. Davidson. You might want to wipe my lip gloss off of your lips before you go on your date. Oh, and off of your cock, too.